And next item, George's Cafe, approval of comments for consideration by Landmarks Preservation Commission on a plan for seasonal operation of an outdoor cafe at Kaufman Astoria Studios. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Jerry Johnson. I'm the firm of Dr. Alchad, who represent Kaufman Astoria Studios. The application here is an application to Landmarks. The building itself was designated a landmark in 1978 for its architectural merit and its representative of the culture of the creation of the motion picture industry back in the early part of the 20th century. George's Cafe is located within the building on the corner of 35th Avenue and 36th Street. They started operating an outdoor cafe as part of their restaurant in the Porte Cochere, which is where the cars used to drive in, got the stars off on 35th Avenue. And as part of that, all of the installations were temporary in nature. So the sinks drained to tanks that were emptied every day. The electricity was piped in from inside the building. And what George's Cafe would like to do now, or the studio would like to do, is make those installations more permanent, which means cutting holes into the driveway for drain pipes and extending some electrical outlets to the building behind the pizza oven and other things. And so they made an application to the building's department. It's a landmark, so they have to go to Landmarks Preservation Commission for approval. That's a part of the application. The other part of the application is there's some things that have been done to the building that they need to get approved from Landmarks. Specifically, lighting on the interior of the Porte Cochere. There's three lamps that hang down from the ceiling. Exterior lighting on the facade of the building that provide accent lights at night on the piers and the columns of the Porte Cochere, and the awnings that are over the outdoor cafe seats on 35th Avenue and 36th Street. And that's the other part of the application. And on your handouts that I gave you, the designation photos from 1978 are on pages 3 and 4. The plans that show where the lights are and the awnings and what stuff are going to happen on the inside is page 8 and 9. And then there are other photos of the cafe in the back that relate to the plans that the cafe itself. The cafe itself for the is an outdoor cafe, also needs to be approved by Landmarks. It's a seasonal permit. It's going to be from May to October. When the cafe is closed for the season, all of the installations get stored except for the bar, which is 2 feet inside, and that's covered and protected from the elements. I also forgot the iron fence that's on the outside. That is in between the Porte Cochere and the surrounding cafe. That is also part of the approval for security. And that's it. Anybody has any questions?
Thank you. Once again, we'll turn this over to Elizabeth. I know Elizabeth, did you have an initial question? I know that you met with Kaufman already, the committee did.
Mr. Johnson made a presentation, an extensive presentation to us at our last meeting, and at that time we really didn't know what our role was, because this is not a unified item. The community board is being asked to send the Landmarks Preservation Committee a letter in support of, opposing, or modifications to the request that is being made of them for this particular project. So I just had one question, and what was the year that Kaufman started the cafe and the Porte Cochere?
I'm not 100% sure. But it was a few years ago.
Approximately how long is it?
I would say it's a few years ago.
All right, well, in your folders, you had under public hearing item number 2, an extensive review of the elements of the building, description of it, and also suggested modifications that we can ask for in order to maintain the integrity of the building itself, which was landmarked in 1978. I guess it's the last page. We're open to adding any other modifications that the board wants to suggest, if you're familiar with what it looks like. But the main points, the main issues that we had was that the conduits and the electric lines that were now temporary were just all over the facade of the building, and it was, it just was a very mean way to treat, you know, a very important building in our district. There are some things that we would like to make sure of, that the paving that's in the Port de Cher when is replaced, is reserved as much as possible, and is replaced when the drains are installed. Cafe furniture, but you would answer the questions about what happens behind when the cafe is not in operation. We didn't know whether or not it would be slightly accessible, but the suggestion might be to have it be used as a private open space instead of just leaving it as a fenced off from pedestrian area, from pedestrian activity. The lighting fixtures were an issue. They looked as if they were haphazardly put on and designed. They had nothing to do with the design of the building itself. And we'd like them to take a look at that, to rework that. The fencing, the decorative ironwork, we'd like to see something that is more in line with the existing landmark fence, a grating that is on the buildings, which is right next to the fencing. There are some decorative elements that might be replicated in the security fence itself. We'd like to see it painted one color instead of orange. I don't know why there's orange in the middle of that black fence. Whatever was the color of the gratings on the windows at designation would be appropriate. I had mentioned the herringbone pattern of the driveway should be maintained.
In response to that, I believe that drains are only like this big, and they're covered up by the sink and the insulation, so they're not even visible.
Okay, we just didn't know the extent to which the floor, the ground was going to be changed. None of us really understood the reason for those British coal boxes that were in the front. We don't really think that goes well with the whole concept of the Sporting Studios, and would suggest that perhaps landscaping be put in front of those pillars. We understand that there is the need to attract attention to what's going on in the Port de Cher, but if you have the appropriate lighting and nothing that conflicts with the building's stately feel that it projects, this is what we would, these are some of the comments. I don't know if the board members who pass by that area have anything else to say about it.
Tony.
Yeah, I was going to say just exactly the same. As far as the fencing is concerned, look at page 22. It almost looks like urban prison rather than a restaurant. Not to say that it's necessary, but I've walked past there many times. I go to friends and after school a lot. I've frequented the restaurants around there, and I used to go to the Astor Room. And when that used to be open, it becomes more inviting. When you section it off from the population and you put it behind bars like that, it almost feels like it's not friendly to the community, but it's also saying, don't come in kind of thing. And the fence is a bit over the top on the public safety chair, but I don't see any reason for this kind of fencing on a public restaurant. Not to. That's my only point.
Anyone else? Eddie Cadiz?
The fencing, the color, if you're going to keep the phone booths and it has actors' pictures on them, because I walk by this almost every day, I didn't understand. You got orange, you got red, you know, these colors. trying to steal from England, they're trying to steal from prisons. And it's like, let's throw it out there real quick. And I have pizza here, so
I will mention those to the
Abby Hostopoulos.
But just to point of clarification, the phone boxes are not touching or part of the building, so they're actually not part of the application.
No, I like the phone boxes because I've been in England. And another thing, if you're going to put sinks and everything else, show them rolling. I worked in a restaurant, you have everything that's got to be moved around on robots instead of wooden crates.
Part of the reason they're doing this application is to clean up the way it looks and to have things that can come in and out and do that. And that's why they want the installation to the drains and the electric, so they don't have cables running everywhere.
Exactly, because that's what I saw those cables were looking for, and I thought that was more dangerous than the stupid fence and the black.
Abby?
So the fence in the photos, is that the fence, or there's going to be a new one?
That's the fence right now. We still have to go in front of Landmarks.
But the fence is already there?
Correct.
So it was already added
so
before getting approval?
The lighting, the awnings, and the fence are all existing. They added it without approval. That's correct. So it's part of the application. It's a legalization.
And then how much of the patio, the herringbone, is going to be...
It's very
minimal. Is it going to be ripped up? Or?
It's very minimal. I'd say it's under a square foot. And it'll be done in a way that if the cafe goes away, it can be replaced without messing up the herringbone pattern of the driveway.
Dominic Stillman.
Thank you. Hi. Yeah, three things. Number one, to confirm that all the furniture and the finishes will have to be reviewed and approved by Landmarks in a normal application. That's yet to come. Correct? Correct. Like, this isn't your final design. This is your existing layout, and you're going to put in a full submission package to LPC.
This is the design, everything that you see that's been being presented to the commission. When it goes in front of the commission may have questions on some of that's the elements and things, and you have to work them with them to solve their issues.
Number two, on the east corner, because you're here for George's, not for Kaufman, is that right?
Well,
they're separate entities.
They own the restaurants there.
So is the George's tables that are on the drawing on the south facade on the east side, are those, is that a...
On the sidewalk.
Is that a current legal sidewalk cafe on the sidewalk on the side on 35th Avenue?
It has approval from DCA, that's correct.
DCA, so it's a legal sidewalk cafe. And then can I just take the time, since it's not a BSA but a Landmarks, to just say, any way we can, in my opinion, get back to Kaufman, the request to get the big trucks off the sidewalk would really be appreciated. I know that you got approval to close a street, and that was supposed to be a lot of access for kids and schools in that street. I don't know how robust that program is, but in addition, you put your big tractor trailers all over the sidewalks, all hours of the day, so if I could request that to be, that brings the property values down, and if you could do something to that effect, it'd be appreciated.
And it hides the restaurant, too, because they're walking for a minute.
Well, hopefully the restaurant will bring more people around, so maybe it'll organically get the trucks off the sidewalk, but I'm not sure.
Does anybody else have a question? Rosemary?
I can bring that back, those comments back.
I may have missed it, but what are the hours of operation?
I believe they are 11 to 10, Wednesday to Sunday.
Anyone else have a question?
Yeah.
George?
Years ago, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, we wanted to close this street already. And I voted that time against. And still now that I've seen the building so ugly, they close. At that time, we said that it happens here and there in the street of the Grandstand. But what's really out of us? I really need something.
Anyone else? So, Elizabeth, I imagine that you need a breakout session because did you take a vote on this?
No, we didn't take a vote at the hearing.
Okay, so.
Because this is not a ULURP item, this can be just, you know, these are the elements of a letter that will go to the Landmarks Commission.